Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.1, Data Collection Methods. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Data Analysis Techniques in the Data Analytics and SQL for Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore various types of data collection methods, the importance of data integrity and reliability, and how to select appropriate methods for specific analyses. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify suitable data collection methods for different analytical needs, ensuring that your data-driven decisions are based on robust and trustworthy information. Main content types of data collection methods. Data collection is a critical step in the analysis process, and there are various methods to gather information. The choice of method depends on your specific analytical needs and the nature of the data you seek. Here are some common data collection methods you may encounter. Surveys and questionnaires. These are popular tools for gathering quantitative data. Surveys can be distributed online, via email, or in person, and they can include multiple-choice questions, Likert scales, or open-ended questions. For instance, if a company wants to understand customer satisfaction, they may send out a survey asking customers to rate their experience on a scale from 1 to 5. Interviews. Conducting interviews allows for in-depth qualitative data collection. Interviews can be structured, semi-structured, or unstructured, depending on the flexibility needed. For example, if a business is looking to innovate their product, they might conduct interviews with customers to gain detailed insights into their needs and preferences. Observations. This method involves collecting data by observing subjects in their natural environment. For example, a company looking to improve user experience on their website might track how users navigate through the site, identifying pain points or areas for improvement. Focus groups. Focus groups bring together a small group of people to discuss a specific topic. This method is especially useful for gathering diverse perspectives and generating ideas. For example, a company may use focus groups to brainstorm new product ideas and gather feedback on prototypes. Each method has its strengths and weaknesses, and understanding these can help you choose the right approach for your analysis. Importance of data integrity and reliability. When collecting data, it is essential to ensure its integrity and reliability. Data integrity refers to the accuracy and consistency of data over its life cycle. Reliability, on the other hand, pertains to the consistency of a measure. A reliable data collection method will yield the same results under the same conditions. To maintain data integrity, consider the following: standardization. Use consistent questions and procedures across data collection efforts to minimize variability. For example, if conducting surveys, ensure that all respondents receive the same set of questions in the same order. Pilot testing. Before rolling out a large-scale data collection effort, conduct pilot tests to identify any issues with your method. This can help you refine questions and ensure clarity. Data validation. Implement checks and validation procedures to catch errors during data entry and collection. For instance, if using a digital form, include validation rules that prevent invalid responses. Maintaining data integrity and reliability ensures that your analyses are based on accurate and trustworthy information, leading to better decision-making. Selecting appropriate methods for specific analyses. Choosing the right data collection method is crucial for successful analysis. To select the most appropriate method, consider the following factors. Research objective. Clearly define what you aim to achieve with your analysis. For instance, if you want to gather large amounts of quantitative data, a survey may be more effective than interviews. Target audience. Understand who your respondents are. Some methods, such as focus groups, may be more suitable for engaging with specific demographics, while others, like online surveys, can reach a broader audience. Resource availability. Consider the resources at your disposal, including time, budget, and human capital. Some methods, like surveys, may require less time and financial investment compared to conducting interviews or focus groups. Data type. Determine whether you need qualitative or quantitative data. For instance, if you require detailed insights into customer behavior, interviews may be more appropriate. Conversely, if you want to measure satisfaction levels, a survey would be a better choice. Context of data use: reflect on how the data will be used after collection. For example, if the analysis results will influence significant business decisions, it may be worthwhile to invest in more rigorous methods, such as in-depth interviews or experiments, to ensure high-quality data. By carefully considering these factors, you can select the most effective data collection methods to meet your analytical needs. Conclusion: in this lesson, we've explored various data collection methods, the importance of data integrity and reliability, and how to select the appropriate methods for your analyses. Understanding these concepts is essential for making informed decisions based on reliable data. As you move forward in your data analytics journey, keep these principles in mind to enhance your analytical skills and ensure your data-driven decisions are well-founded. Reflection questions: what data collection method would you choose to assess customer satisfaction, and why? How can you ensure the integrity and reliability of the data you collect in your next project? Reflect on a situation where selecting the wrong data collection method impacted the outcome. What did you learn from that experience?